I think we're set to go. Yep. Well, we've announced £100 million to help tackle delayed discharge. Delayed discharge is a real problem for the health service because it means that beds that are needed for people who are acutely ill are occupied by people who are ready to be discharged from hospital, either home or to a care setting. So this resource will help the new social care and health partnerships, the integrated partnerships that are coming together from the 1st of April, will help them to develop the services that they need to develop to, first of all, keep people out of hospital, but secondly, make sure that they're discharged as soon as they're clinically ready to be discharged. Well, the £7.86 million across Tayside will help Dundee City Council, Angus and Perth and Kinross to further develop the services that they need to develop. So there's already been a lot of work in developing services, but this three-year funding package enables them to do that over a three-year period, so developing sustainable services. But importantly, between all the partnerships across Scotland, they have a budget of about £7.6 billion. And by using this £100 million wisely over the next 3 years, those partnerships will be able to begin to unlock some of those resources that are tied up in services that don't work as effectively as we would like them to. And that's the real prize, if they can help to redesign some of these services by using some of that money to help to change that and to unlock some of that big money that's there. And I'm certainly going to be encouraging partnerships to do that. Well, you know, I would certainly never intend to disrespect Parliament or the presiding officer. We had already announced the £127 million, which was the health consequentials. This money is part of that announcement. So we'd already announced the £65 million to health boards through the new NRAC funding formula. And the money for delayed discharge was the second tranche of that already previously announced money. So we thought we were on, pretty safe ground in terms of the way we'd announced it. But, you know, as ever, the presiding officer has made our views clear, and we'll certainly take them on board and learn from this experience. Well, of course, Dundee City Council has already said they're going to look at the reasons for it, but I think the reasons are pretty clear, to be honest. So you had a budget that the partners had brought together, including a lot of private fundraising and lottery and government resource. But when they went out to tender, the two tenders that came back were just in a different place. Now, there's reasons for that, the bespoke nature of the building, the fact that the costs of construction have dramatically increased as we came through the recession. And therefore, this isn't about having someone fail to keep costs down. It's just the fact that the budget didn't match up with the bids that have come in. Now, there were three options that the partners had. One, they could not go ahead with the project. Two, they could go back out to bids. But I think the advice has been that they would get the same bids coming in around the same amount. Or the third thing they could do was to look to increase the budget so that it was in line with where the preferred bidders' costs were. So I think the right option has been taken, because this is such an important project for Dundee. It's a real game changer, and Dundee deserves the best. And what we wouldn't want to see is a project that was downgraded and downsized so that it didn't resemble the iconic building that everybody wants to see. So, you know, it's not where we would want to be, but I certainly think out of the three options, actually increasing the budget so it meets the actual tender price is the right way to go.
Well, I think
think it would be a shame if it became a political football, because I understood that everybody was behind this project. I would hope that everyone would understand how important this project is for the city. And I think I would hope people would understand why this situation has arisen. You know, this wasn't due to the mismanagement of a project's budget, because there was no project budget up and running. This was a case of a mismatch between what had been raised in terms of the funds and what they thought the cost of the project was going to be, and the bids, the commercial bids that actually came in. And therefore, you know, the project team, I think, have made the right decision, and that is the need to increase that budget so it's more in line with the actual cost of building this iconic project. And I think once the spades go in the ground and people begin to see this building emerge, and of course work can now get on in March, I think a lot of the noise from some politicians will recede. And, you know, the public are still very much behind this building, and they know that it's going to bring jobs and is a real important game changer for the city of Dundee, and therefore we should all get behind it. All right, no problem. Okay. Bye. Right, thank you.